8th parak of Kalim, 6th Mishnah. Base, Sa'or, Mukav, Tzmid, Psil. This is a pottery, Kli Cheres, which has its opening closed and sealed, smeared with something. So the halacha is that the fact that it is closed in such a fashion protects the tumah, protects that which is in it from becoming tummy. So nasan l'toich ha'tana, this is put inside an oven. Nasa v'asheretz b'toicho, the carrots being tied. So in this kli cheretz is based on, there is some yeast, and there's also a sheretz. This base sa'ar is made of two compartments. So one compartment has its dead sheretz in it, and the other one has the sa'ar. The keretz beintayim, and there's a wall in between the two of them. So tana tomei, the tana is tomei, because even though there's a smith seal, it is sealed, but the seal only helps from preventing tumah from going in and not going out. We learned previously a kli b'toich the tana protects that which is inside the kli. That's only if the mouth of the kli is above the tana. But here the mouth of the kli is in the tana, and therefore the tana is tamei v'asar tar. The sar, which is in the second compartment, is sealed off from the sheretz, which is in the other compartment, and therefore it's tar. V'im hoya kezayis min hameis v'tana v'bayis tomei. If there was a kezayis of a dead body, which is matama ba'oihel, so the tana and the entire house is tomei, because we said before the ceiling does not prevent the tumah from going out. V'sar tar, the sar remains tar because it is in separate compartment and it's mid p'til, which is sealed off and even prevents it from getting tumah from the mace. If there's a opening with the size of a tefach in between these two kalim, so there's basically there's no tzmid psil, because the one where the sar is in has a hole the size of a tefach, and that causes the tumah to go into that side.